sports. Sports, sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will and Callie.
That's right, it's the Sports Dump, and I am your host, Joe Canelli, here to give you all the sports you can fit into one sitting. Now, I had a big weekend in sports. I'm not going to tell you about my weekend, but everybody should have had a big weekend in sports because it was a big weekend in sports. So we're going to get right to it and go over the biggest stories of the weekend. I was going to start with the Under-21 World Cup, but I guess that's not the biggest story. But congratulations to England on winning that. And now on to sports people might have watched. Last night was the end of the NHL season as the Pittsburgh Penguins became the first back-to-back team to win the championship in like 20 years or something like that. Sidney Crosby became the the first back-to-back Conn Smythe winner, which is the MVP in the playoffs. Since Mario Lemieux, I believe. So that works out good for the Penguins again. And they defeated the Nashville Predators, making all of country music disappointed and yet proud, because those games in Nashville were intense and great, and the crowd seems to really enjoy it. Let's hope they're like that when the team is not in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But this ends another sports season, meaning there's another bit of a gap in our sports watching world. So we're going to have to fill that with something. We'll figure that out at the end of this show. I'll give you some suggestions. But for the Penguins and Crosby, they're practically a dynasty. That is his third Stanley Cup victory for Sidney Crosby. And I think it's time for Sidney to hang him up. The guy gets concussed pretty much every season, has missed considerable amounts of time for it, and has most of his life, hopefully, to live. So you've done about everything you can do in hockey. You're not going to pass Gretzky in scoring. So do your brain a favor, Sidney, and retire on top. That's just one man's opinion. In other fringe sports, the French Open concluded this weekend. I believe we spoke about Ostapenko beating Halep. And if we didn't, I just did. The unseeded, is she Latvian, I believe, won the female bracket, and Rafael Nadal won the men's bracket and didn't drop a set for the entire tournament. That is nearly impossible to do, to not drop a set. And the guy is, you know, he's won 12 of these or 10 of these French Opens. Truly historic. Congratulations to Rafael Nadal. And here's a little tidbit. I don't know if you know this, but when Rafael Nadal was a little child, I believe his uncle made him left-handed by tying his right hand behind his back and making him do sports with just the left hand. So, to you crazy parents out there, that's an idea for you. All right, let's move on to the, we'll do the NBA last, because that could be the end of that season too, and we'll move on to baseball. And no, there were so many sports, I'm not going to give you every baseball score from the weekend. That would be ridiculous. We'll just go over a couple of the highlights. Max Scherzer, third fastest pitcher ever to get to 2,000 strikeouts. Just a couple starts after Clayton Kershaw became the second fastest pitcher to get to 2,000 strikeouts. Now, Kershaw did it in games, and Scherzer's doing it in innings, so that just goes to prove that statistics can prove anything you want. And if you disagree with me, I've got some statistics to prove you wrong on that. I will talk about the Yankees, which I love to do because I'm a Yankee fan, if you didn't know. And Aaron Judge, the gargantuan outfielder, right fielder for the Yankees, he's 6'7", 280 pounds, leading the league in the American League in home runs, RBIs, and batting average, the old triple crown. And last night, he hit a home run almost 500 feet, which is like the furthest home run in the last five years. It's pretty impressive because the guy's a rookie. So look for more to come from him. Speaking of the Yankees, and we'll go into the matchups for today, they are in California here. I should go to the game, but I'm not going to. They are playing the Angels. The Braves are in Washington to play the Nationals. The Rockies, who just keep winning, are in Pittsburgh to play the Pirates, who just keep losing. Phillies and Red Sox play in a game featuring two of the worst fan bases in sports. And then the Cubs and Mets, who give their own argument to that debate right there. Cubs at Mets. Cubs need to win some games, but they got to go against DeGrom. Orioles against the White Sox and Mariners against the Twins. Rangers against the Astros and the Reds against the Padres, finishing out your Major League slate for the day. None of those games have started yet, so those are all unfinals. And finally, it's the NBA final. Game 5 tonight. This could end up being the final game of the NBA season, which means we'll be only with baseball, which I spoke about a little bit last week. So my hope is that the Cavs win this game and take it to 7, because wouldn't it be incredible for LeBron to win a 3-1 series last year and then come back from a 3-0 deficit this year? I think it would cement LeBron's status as a pretty good player. And, oh, I missed something. That wasn't our finally. That game, by the way, is tonight in Golden State, the Golden State, in Oakland, the ungolden city. Odds are the Warriors are going to clinch the series here and run away as champions and be a dynasty. But they do have the best player in basketball standing in their way. So I'm looking forward to that game, and I advise you to watch it as well. And one last thing I'll say, a score from last night. The United States soccer team went to Mexico and got a result. And when I say got a result, that means they got something good. Now, they didn't win, but in hockey, you don't have to win to get a result. They tied Mexico in Mexico, which is only the third time they have done that well against the Mexican team. I don't think they've ever beaten them in Mexico, but tying them is kind of like beating them in that, as they say, a tie is like kissing your sister, but it seems like in soccer, your sister's really hot, and maybe it's like your stepsister. Either way, that's still kind of creepy, but you get the point. Congrats on the 1-1 tie to the U.S. soccer team, and I guess uncongrats to Mexico, because they probably were disappointed and thought they would win. The game did feature one of the great goals I've seen. Michael Bradley, he's still the son of the former coach of the U.S. team, scored an incredible goal about 3 minutes in, and then Mexico scored about 20 minutes later, and then the remaining hour and 5 minutes of the game featured no scoring. And yet it was still exciting. How could that be? Watch an international soccer game, and you'll know what I'm talking about. All right. Now, I still don't have outro music for the sports dump here, but I want to remind you that today is Monday, which means there's also a Sports Widow podcast going on in a couple hours, so look for that. That's where my wife, Molly Erdman, and I talk about sports from the perspective of a woman who has to live with a guy who's addicted to sports. So that's me and her, and we'll be putting that up a little bit later today. You can look for the Sports Dump or the Sports Widow on Facebook and also on Twitter, and you can follow us on iTunes, but you're probably already doing that right now. All right, music pending, Sports Dump, out.